Hello, everyone. This is Infocom 2017 here in Orlando, Florida. It's pretty sunny out here. It is day one. Everyone's super excited. My name is Victoria Barella, and I've got my host.
Ooh, actually, I feel like I'm more of the host disguised as another host played by a different host by the name of Johnny Mota. Thank you for listening to the Trade Show Minute, and we are joined here with...
Eric Willey. I'm the Product Marketing Director for ViewSonic Corporation.
Very cool. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So what can we find? First off, let's just cut straight to the chase. What booth are you in, and what are you doing this year?
Well, ViewSonic is in booth 1319 on the main show floor, and we're showing our complete digital signage, video wall, interactive flat panel, interactive projector line. We're really display technology experts, and we're showcasing a complete solution of products for really every kind of a customer, from retail to education, to enterprise, and we're signing up new AV resellers. We're highlighting some of the benefits of our AV reseller program. We have guaranteed margins for the reseller. We make our resellers feel like partners, and we go with them into these calls with our customers. We offer bounty programs to the resellers, and we bring them into our team and offer a complete solution that they can go end to end with the customers on. So that's kind of our main objective for the show.
Sure, your company sounds very welcoming and very full with answers and solutions. So that's very great, Johnny.
Oh,
it
me.
Sounds like it looks like you have something on your mind to ask the guest. That's just me.
Yeah. You mentioned what you're showing, right? You mentioned the booth. It's going to be 1319 at Infocom 2017. If I went to the booth right now, is there one thing in specific that I should not miss by any means?
Well, I think that so far the one thing that people have wanted to see primarily is our new interactive flat panels, because that's kind of the coolest new technology for both the boardroom and the classroom. And ViewSonic is kind of like a leading expert in the field. This is actually our second generation of interactive technology. And we've got some proprietary features in there that both corporate and education can take advantage of. We're interactive on any input, so no matter what kind of device you're connecting, we're interactive right out of the box. You can start inking and enhancing your collaborative meeting space. We have cloud drive save function, so you can save right to anything you do right up to your Google Drive or your Microsoft OneDrive or your Dropbox. That's a proprietary function feature of ViewSonic. And then we've also got interactive projectors. So we're one of the rare few companies that have interactive products in both the flat panel and projector space, and we've leveraged those best features across the board. So you can see a side-by-side demo of those two technologies in our booth as well. So I would say that's one thing not to miss.
Would you say that differentiates you from other companies? Tell me, Eric, what ViewSonic, how do you guys separate yourselves from the rest of your competitors?
What makes ViewSonic
the best?
So ViewSonic's a display technology leader. We've been in this business for 30 years, so we make the best display products in the industry, and we try to keep our platforms open. So while some of our competitors are trying to lock people in with proprietary software, we're working with the best of the best, Intel and Google and Microsoft. And
the big dogs.
And Mercer, we have a Solstice collaboration software, and we try to keep an open platform so people can leverage the best of our display technologies but not be locked in, and they can be rest assured they have a future-proof solution with ViewSonic, and we're going to do everything we can to make their experience in the boardroom and the classroom as good as it can be.
Great. And is there maybe a project that your company has been involved with that is just the best thing to showcase or one of your favorites that you can tell us about?
Well, one of the latest partnerships, we've worked with a company called Quizdom. Mm-hmm. They make a software called Octopus for the educational customer. And what this software does, it allows customers to import their Smart and Promethean. So these are platforms schools have been using for years and years, and they've been locked into those platforms. So we're giving them a way to import those lesson plans and curriculum into our interactive technology and keep using them and expand their curriculum into the next generation. So that's one of the latest things we've done. But there's so many, it's hard to pick out.
That's very cool, especially with the younger generation being so, I don't know, they really like their technology and they want to learn with it, and you're providing a solution that makes it very helpful in the classroom to interact, teach, learn.
And in the boardroom and the conference room,
yes,
as well. When you can interact and you can share your screen and you can collaborate from, you know, even across satellite offices, and it brings everybody together and it makes the meetings a lot more productive. Mm-hmm. So we see that same benefit that the classroom experiences the same way in the conference rooms as well.
That's very good to hear. If it wasn't mentioned before, where can we find you online if someone is not here at Infocom with us?
Great. On ViewSonic.com, we have a complete showcase of all of our solutions. We've got them categorized by desktop display, projector, commercial display, and we have them further segregated by vertical. So if you're an educational customer, you can go into this area and see the different scenarios. If you're if your enterprise, whatever your needs, you go to www.viewsonic.com and you can see everything there.
Are you on the social medias? Is your company on the social medias?
We are. We have Facebook and we have Twitter feeds as well. We even have a YouTube channel with a variety of solution videos available from both ourselves and our customers. So it's a great place to check out some of the possibilities with our technologies.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm sure that the Rave publications, we're running around the trade show, and there's videos being shot there too, so you can actually find a lot of the videos there at ravepubs.com/Infocom2017. Yes, Johnny, you looked like you wanted to say
just
something.
To reaffirm, for all my video solutions, go to ViewSonic.com.
ViewSonic.com, we have everything you're going to need there. The Rave page, I know we did about 10 videos today, so you're going to see
perfect.
A lot of the latest stuff there on that page, too.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, just, again, for all my AV solutions, essentially, it's going to be ViewSonic.com, which is opposite of my website, which is nothing but problems. Go to StupidJohnny.com, and then you can find nothing but problems.
But if you want solutions... But go to ViewSonic.com first.
For solutions, yeah. Obviously. Problems is different. You don't want problems. Go to solutions.
Good. What are you most looking forward to at this Infocom 2017 versus maybe all the other years?
Well,
in the booth, outside the booth.
Yeah, I just think the integrations of the products. Each year it gets a little bit more sophisticated. Mm-hmm. So how people are integrating their technologies together, it's always impressive to me, and that's what I tend to look for.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. I know Johnny's looking for coffee during the Infocom show, but he also wants to go over to your booth as well. And that booth number was?
1319.
Perfect. And then you can find ViewSonic there. Johnny, where can we find you in the Twitter land and the webs?
StupidJohnny.com for all your AV problems. But if you're not into problems, just find me on Twitter at JMoto3. Victoria, I believe you are?
I am on the Twitter land at BarellaVictoria_. And you can also find Rave Pubs on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat at Rave Pubs. Again, if you are listening to this podcast, hopefully you can pass it on to your friends or family members, whoever, at ravepubs.com/Infocom2017/live.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on the Trade Show Minute as well. I appreciate your time here. I hope you're having fun on day one of Infocom 2017.
I am. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Victoria. Pleasure being here.
Thank you.